From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders regarding the Obama-era program that's commonly known as DACA. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Last night, Leader Pelosi and I had a constructive meeting with President Trump and several members of his cabinet. One of our most productive discussions was about the DACA program, in which we all agreed on a framework.
As President Donald Trump was preparing to leave for Florida, he confirmed that a plan was in the works, but that it was subject to getting massive border security passed. On a visit to storm-ravaged Florida, President Trump applauded emergency personnel and the military for their response to Hurricane Irma, which inflicted heavy damage several days ago as it churned up the western side of the state.
The job that everybody has done is incredible.
At least 25 people are attributed to storm-related deaths in Florida, and the president praised first responders and relief crews for preventing more. Recovery efforts are underway, but officials have cautioned that it will take a long time to repair the damage left by the hurricane and also devastated several Caribbean islands. A top priority is restoring power to the estimated 3 million customers across Florida who remain without power. Two Islamic State attacks in Iraq have killed at least 50 people and wounded 80 others. Officials said the attacks took place near Nasiriyah, the capital of Dakar province. Militants opened fire at a restaurant, then shortly afterwards drove an explosive-laden vehicle into a security checkpoint. This is VOA News.